Ready? The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
Frankie, great to see you back at Storm. First question, why was the time right?
Oh, thanks for having me back.
Yay!
So, last year was a real strange year, and I say last year within the first half of 2020 as well. I was offered such an amazing opportunity at the previous school that I was at. They said, you know, we want to help you start your teaching career. We think you'd be great at it. They offered to put me through my PGCE, which was something I could not turn down. A massive opportunity, but a consequence of it was that I'd have to take a step away from my Super League to concentrate on it. And people underestimate how hard the PGCE for a teacher is. It is unbelievable. I was like, oh, I could do it. And everyone was like, no, like, you will not be able to. It's so hard. But anyway, I was like, listen, do you know what? I know the person I am. It's a year. Like, I won't let it affect me in that way. I was fortunate enough to be invited to training with Saracen Mavericks. You know, it was amazing, the support they gave me that year. You know, they were so flexible with it, they understood, and it was so grateful for it. And then 2020 hit and COVID happened, and it was a real wake-up call for me. I passed my PGCE, you know, I was insane. It was such an insane experience. But also, you know, I got this degree, but then my netball had been taken away. And I just had a real wake-up call in the sense of, you either leave and you accept that this is the path that you go down, or you work your butt off and you go, hang on a second, I'm no way near ready to tie up my trainers. So I just told myself this, like, it sounds so cheesy, but my favourite quote throughout the whole of lockdown, which has helped me get back into it, was winners never quit and quitters never win. And I just thought, well, you either walk away or you stick with it and go through COVID, and you go through the whole time of it like everyone else is. And at the end of it, if it's meant to be, it'll be. And thank Jesus it was meant to be.
At the start of it as well, a lot of players having that loss of the game on a weekly basis. What do you think got you through it? Just that determination?
Yeah, I mean, I pride myself on my resilience. That's my one thing that I'm you know, very resilient. I'm very honest with myself, and I knew that if I'd walked away from it, it would have been the wrong time. And, you know, even when I did take the year out to get my teaching degree, it was never, right, I'm quitting Super League, or like the thought of like not being signed for a year never bothered me, because I was like, it's just one year. And I knew what I had in myself, and I knew what I had to do, and I knew that if I did it, it would pay off, because people would notice it, because, you know, the netball community is so supportive. There are so many of us that had lost that, but we, you know, we're sharing ideas, or people will be putting up a workout and you'd be like, oh my God, that sounds brutal. And then you try it, and then you'd share one that you'd made. And, you know, I think we all had the same mentality of, well, we can either walk away or we can reassess and really push ourselves forward. So, I mean, that's all it was for me, was in the sense of just recognizing that, okay, this is a tough time, and I can either go one way or the other, but my resilience was like, no, you want it, and I've never been given it on a silver platter, so why expect it now?
Mavs and Pulse are obviously learning experiences, though.
There is no perfect journey that any netballer has had. Everyone has had their ups and downs, and I would never slate or disregard anywhere I've been. I'm so grateful for the years that I've had. They have taught me lessons that I didn't think I'd be able to get through, or that I didn't think I'd be able to learn, or that I didn't think I needed to learn, but all of it has been massive. And I've been around, that's the one thing I'm so grateful about, I've been around a wealth of players, from the starting seven to the unofficial training partners. Like, I've been around such a quality amount of netball players that in their own have helped me, you know, open doors to my own psyche and self and ability that I just didn't know was there. So I'm so grateful for the 2 years that I had at Mavs and the year that I had at Pulse, you know, and I will always take that on my belt, and I would never turn that down as in like, oh, that was a waste of a year, because they weren't.
How did the trial process work?
So, do you know what? It was a real, especially during lockdown, it was a real hard battle. It wasn't like an impulse thing. You know, I sat down with myself. I spoke to a few people that I really rely on their opinion for, you know, I spoke to my England Nets coach, Sharon, and I spoke to my parents. I spoke to a few friends and was like, these are my options. I don't know what to do. And all of them were just like, well, you've got to go with what your gut was. And there was just something, it sounds so cheesy, but there was just something pulling me towards Storm.
That's surely where my not. Attention it's not was cheesy spoke. In the slightest.
Honestly, there was just something that was saying Storm. And, you know, obviously, like everyone does, you put your feelers out there, you know, you speak to people who are like, hey, blah, blah, blah. But there was just something about Storm. And when I spoke to Mickey, she was just so honest and just so acknowledging of what I wanted, what I saw for myself. And she was honest in the fact of like, this is where I see you, this is where I see you going, this is what we can offer you, and we can get you there, but it is by no means yours at all. Like, you are trialing against this amount of people, and if you want it, you have to go and get it. We will not give it to you at all. And I really appreciate the fact that even when I spoke to a few people, that even having the phone calls with them, that like, this is where we are. And it was a real pros and cons listing of like, right, okay, this is where I'll be, so I'll go. And it was just, I'd say it was an experience, because it's a good position to be in, but it was also a tough decision to be in, because, you know, it's always, do I stay where I am? Do I move? Do I challenge myself? Do I go with my gut? Do I go with what's right on paper? And the trialing process was brutal. Like,
was that virtually then, or how did that work?
So, you know, there was a phone call, and it was like, right, okay, because COVID was, no one knew what we really could or couldn't do with COVID. So there was sort of, we might have opportunities to come and trial, we might have opportunities to come see you train, we might be able to give you this. And then one date was set, and then it was almost like, right, okay, we could do that. But it was sort of a gradual return back to netball, because the smart thing to do was, let's gradually bring people back, because everyone forgets how hard netball is. That change of direction, my hard skin on my toes is unbelievable, because I've just forgot how much you change direction. It's ridiculous. And all netballers will know what I'm talking about, so that's, you know. But yeah, it was a good process. It was a gradual return. Then the squad started coming back together, and then it was exposing, giving everyone the equal amount of exposure they needed. And then a decision was made, and it was made based on a really fair opportunity. So it's not like I rang up, hey, have you got space? I'm like, yeah, great, come in, like, whatever. Like, it was a real brutal process, and my lungs were like, are you sure you want to do this again?
Great to chat to Frankie there. There is so much more on her return to Storm, but we're going to have to leave that till next week, because you might have seen that Maddie Brown is joining Rhinos and thinking, I'd love her to make an appearance at my club and do a coaching session. Good news, Pass and Player are representing her. He's a good friend of the show, ex-Storm favourite of mine as well, Rianne.
It's so exciting. I mean, how brilliant for the Super League to have a player of Maddie's calibre. I think everyone's excited, whether you support Leeds, whether you support another team, or just a netball neutral, because it'll just be amazing for the league, and we're all excited to see her play. Even better, on a personal note, that we get to represent her for all her coaching and appearances and everything that she's going to do alongside playing up and down the country.
I mean, you tweeted the news within minutes, it would seem, that she was joining Rhinos, but I very much doubt that this was a quick bit of negotiation. How long did it take?
It wasn't too long, actually, I have to say. It went very smoothly. Maddie's so lovely to work with, and it's through Megan and Enigma Sports as well that sorted it out for us, who's representing Maddie. So it's great to be given the opportunity to be able to represent her.
How did it work? Did you just literally give her a quick call and look at opportunities that would exist with Pass and Play and Maddie yourself? As simple as that? Or
Well, Megan just had a brief chat with me about what did I think that Maddie could do coaching-wise and things. Would there be space for her to do lots? Because she was really interested in giving back from her coaching side, from coaching the girls, and also coaching for coaches, because I think we know Aussies play in quite a different way than we do here, and I'm sure they coach in a different way than we do. So she really wanted to share that amongst us, which we're all so excited about. So we just had a brief chat about it, and I said, you know, I think there's huge potential, and put to her what I think that she'd be able to do, and things that we'd be able to charge, and she agreed to it all very quickly. So from there, then we've just been waiting for this announcement to then be able to put out and start booking some things in for her.
And a really big smile on your face, I can tell.
Yeah, definitely.
The last few weeks for Pass and Play, I've seen you being out and about with camps still taking place. There was that one with Leah, Ellie and Karen as well, but then this next lockdown's around the corner, so how has it affected you?
It's really tough, and obviously we're now in England, and netball announced yesterday that no, we're not allowed to do, it'll be everything stopped. I was hoping, because we obviously have our youth teams, that they would still be able to maybe continue training and obviously outdoors, but no, nothing. So we had friendlies, and that will be their last netball for a month, and hopefully only just a month, not any longer.
It's just about, at the minute, just all sticking together as best we can, because we've got through the first batch, and this is only really a month.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully this month, you know, teams will stick together. I know from ours, the young girls were really enjoying being back together for mental well-being as well as much their physical well-being. So it's just looking at what we can do as a club to put online for them to try and keep that up. It's a bit harder than it was in the summer because it's a bit chillier, but I know my girls will get out there wrapped up and just keeping together as a community. And I think players and clubs did that really well the first time round. You know, people like Tamsin and lots of other players put up stuff on Instagram for people to try and just stuck together and kept that community netball spirit that we do have.
And having somebody like Maddie on board now as well, and being able to take that into schools, colleges, unis, eventually, it's what you're all about.
Yeah, I mean, we originally started Pass and Play to give girls opportunities, especially from, you know, I'm from Hampshire myself, but now based in Surrey, so same area really, but give those girls opportunities to play as that they get to see on TV and really inspire them to be that next, take that next step, and that it can happen. And that was sort of thinking, you know, Super League players to start with, and now to be able to bring someone like Maddie, who's a World Cup winner and an Australian player, is just an amazing opportunity, and we are going to be spreading that all around the country.
It's mainly registering interest at the minute, as she's not over till the new year, so what's the best way to people get in touch?
Yeah, so, well, we've had already quite a lot of people in touch.
I would expect so. Already,
yeah, it was definitely a good uptake, and we've already got quite a few bookings made already. So yeah, the best way is just to email me at passandplay1@gmail.com, and we can go from there. We can work around whatever schools, clubs want. You know, what do they have different age groups that they'd like Maddie to coach? Would they like to do a session for their coaches? Would they like to mix with another club and things like that, so they can put on a big event? We're looking at lots of different options. Hopefully when COVID calms down, we'll be able to open to even more things, sort of dinner with Maddie, who knows? Lots of different things in the works.
Do you want a diary for Christmas to keep track of all of Maddie's bookings? Or are you sorted?
Thanks, that would be lovely, Andy.
I'll try, I've told you now. Next week, gonna hear more from Frankie Wells on her return, and we also hear from two of the new players in the squad, Grace Sullivan and Sophie Kelly.
The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.